Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that gives you writing tips and life tips, and maybe a chuckle or two.
You sound like such a grandpa.
What a great start.
And maybe a chuckle or two. I'm Carrie. I'm the New York Times and internationally best-selling author of kids' books.
And I'm Sean, her lovely co-host.
We're married, and you can tell. Normally, we start off the podcast with a random thought. Sometimes that's in bed, sometimes it's in the car, sometimes it's in the office, but it's always random, like us. And then we'll give you a writing tip and a dog tip.
And hopefully some good fodder as well.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Enjoy your day.
Some thought outside.
Oh, boy. Look at that limo blocking the whole entire street.
There is. There's a limo blocking the whole entire street. Okay. It's trying to do a K-turn. Yeah. It's failing. There's a limo by a Coors Light truck trying to do a K-turn. And welcome to Bar Harbor. Because that's like the ultimate Bar Harbor thing right
there. Why would there be a limo out in the middle of the day?
It's probably that giant yacht people's.
Oh my god, it probably is. That'd be so stupid.
You know it is. Anyways.
Anyways.
Random thought.
Oh, yeah. So, I was talking about my app, right?
Yes, Sean has an app idea.
Yeah, so here it is. I wanted to call F-book, as in...
A naughty word.
Four-letter, not F**k-book.
Oh, jeez.
But that's not really appropriate, because it doesn't necessarily have to do with sex at all. So, your idea of douche book was perfect.
Okay, so anyways, what is douche
book? So, it's like a roulette wheel sort of app. So, you open up your app. All right, let's say somebody that you just despise on Facebook.
There's two.
I know.
Okay.
So somebody that you just despise in general is constantly making some sort of stupid post on Facebook. And you really want to call them out because they're a lying mofo. Anyways, you open up your douche book app on your phone, and it's like a roulette wheel, like I said, of Facebook accounts, like totally anonymous. It changes every time, and it just creates them on the fly.
Yeah.
Like, they can't even keep up, but they can block you, and it doesn't matter because you only wanted to make that one post. The next time you open up your app, it gives you a brand new one.
Oh.
And then you go to that person's thing, and you can throw your comment down.
Like it gives you a fake account.
It automatically produces a fake Facebook account for you.
Oh my gosh.
That just can't be traced, because you... You can say your thing.
You're going to evil laugh.
And they're like, who's this butthole? And they'll block you, and you're like, hee-hee-hee.
I'm your mother.
You open up Douchebook again and do it again under a brand new name.
That is really wrong and funny.
And it's such a powerful app that it pulls data from everywhere. So obviously it would have to get its data from Google and Facebook to begin with. But anyway.
Wow.
And it throws in some random profile picture. And a random name.
Wow.
And you make your post and then you're gone.
Brilliant. He's a brilliant evil genius.
It's probably not possible. No, I definitely don't have the talent to do it.
Hey, it's Random Thought, and wherever we are, where are we, man?
We're in the office, dude.
We're in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's random right now.
It's totally random.
Why is it so random, Ferrari?
I don't know, because we're like in flux, because we've had dinner.
Had dinner.
Waiting for the kid to come back.
Waiting for the kid to return. Kids with other mother. Other mother.
Don't set me up for an insult, okay?
All right, what else?
I mean, not to me.
But we're random thoughting.
Yeah,
right
I almost
now.
Had a bug fly right in my mouth. Good lord.
In our house?
Yeah.
Dude, that's
I don't
creepy.
Know what it was.
That's creepy.
Probably something running from the cats. You gotta make it
hey,
up right where you left off.
So what else? Sean was just telling me he used to know a man who ran cocaine from the Bahamas to Florida.
Yeah?
I'm just telling the random people listening.
Well, he only went to prison for a conspiracy. He never literally got caught.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds very politician of him.
But he had airplanes and stuff, so like they're like, how do you afford this stuff? And he couldn't really say.
So
he went to prison.
Oh, no. That's why you should not sell cocaine.
He only went for a few years, and I knew he had $1 million cash when he got out stashed.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a very good cautionary tale about how to be a good person.
Cautionary?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, $1 million doesn't get crap nowadays. This is back in the early 90s, late 80s.
That still doesn't make it a cautionary tale. It should be...
Why should it be cautionary?
Because we should be like, drugs are bad.
Oh, you're right. If you're making tons of money selling drugs, don't be buying stupid crap you can't pay for.
In your own name.
That's your cautionary tale.
In your own name. So, I was trying to cover up my stutter.
You don't have stutter.
I think I did better than Joe Biden right there. Anyways, whatever. You know I stutter sometimes.
Why are you gonna make
this political? I wasn't.
All right.
Mentioning a politician does not make something political, Mister. I feel very bullied. Anyways,
what?
Because I can't say things without you being mean to me.
Oh, baby.
And our whole podcast this week is going to be about bullying.
Is it really?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. Were you ever bullied as a little kid?
Oh, heck yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah, man.
I cannot imagine someone as big and confident as you.
When I was a kid. I was socially awkward as hell.
But you're still tall. And rugged.
So?
And cute.
Doesn't matter.
And adorable. Little Shawnee.
Well, yeah, that's all true.
What were you bullied for, man?
I don't know. Wearing glasses.
Do you were you even bullied? Because usually
kids treat me like crap for wearing glasses. I used to get called four eyes all the time.
Yeah.
That's bullying. It's funny enough to hurt a fragile eagle.
Eagle? Sean saw an eagle kill a loon last week.
What? People don't want to hear about that?
I know. But yeah, they're going to have to hear the horrible truth of nature and man.
Well, this is not horrible if it's the truth of nature, honestly.
Well, the eagle turned out okay and got a meal, but the loon did not do so well.
This poor little loon call as it was being flown away in the talons of an eagle that was much bigger.
That's so sad. Gabby doesn't like it. You can hear her barking in the background.
I'm sure it was alive. Well, it got ripped to shreds by its sharp beak.
This is the worst random thought
it's
ever.
It's not. We had to take a break, so Carrie, stop crying.
Jump.
I did not mean to make you cry, love. I'm so sorry.
I've cried a lot lately because I've read a lot of stories about little boys dying in their attempts to save other people, like their grandmas and fires.
I don't know why you read those stories.
I just want to know why it's always little boys and never little girls.
I don't know. The little girls don't get recognized, I guess.
I don't think so. Once, when Emily was really little, she and a bunch of other little girls saw an old white guy in the middle of the water in a bay, drowning, trying to cling onto a buoy, but he was too weak to even do that. They were at a sailing lesson, which sounds so privileged, I just realized. But anyways, and they told the boy who was in charge of their little sunfish, and he was like, no, we'll just call it in. That's nothing. And they're like, no, no, there's an old guy dying. And they pulled him on shore because they convinced the guy, the little teenager who was in charge of the boat and them teaching them how to sail. They pulled this old man onto the boat. He's like, but only wearing his whitey tighties, right? They're totally see-through. And Emily's like, boys are gross. And then the old man said, are you angels? But the newspaper made it all about the random guy in the catfish who wasn't even going to sail the old man.
That's horrible.
I know.
That's sexism at its worst.
It's ridiculous. The end.
Writing tip of the pod.
This week's episode is called Dear Bully, You Are Ruining Things Because We Are Awesome.
Well, that was amazing.
So about 9 years ago, Dear Bully, the anthology of authors telling their stories of being bullied or standing by and being bystanders or being bullies themselves, was released.
Carrie was the co-editor for this anthology.
And I'm so proud of all the authors in there.
And I'm proud of you, baby.
Hey, we're all proud of each other. But for a lot of those authors, it was a big act of bravery to tell their stories.
Including yourself? Probably. No? Okay. You're so tough. I love you.
I really am. For a lot of them, the authors, it was a big act of bravery just to survive.
I guess I can imagine that. Yeah. Really, it depends on your story, right?
Yeah, man.
It can be
right?
horrible.
Yeah, but you know, we all relate to and react and take in things in different ways.
That's what
right?
I mean. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, yeah, I'm super tough, but what else? That doesn't mean everybody else needs to be. All right, so anyways, I was thinking about our anthology right now because our country...
The U.S.?
Thank you, sir.
United States of America.
Is having so... It's really hard to talk about serious things when you're so goofy, honey.
Is that an insult?
No.
You call me goofy.
I know, but I mean it in a nice way.
Goofy is a clumsy, tall, lanky old
Disney
dog.
Character? Yeah.
Yes.
No, no, it's just you're adorable. All right, but anyways, we were thinking about this anthology because right now our country is having some major difficulties and bullying is the norm despite all the efforts and advocacy that has happened since 2009 onward. So it makes you feel like you did all this work for nothing.
I'm sorry, baby.
I know.
But you know you didn't.
But
you have to believe you didn't.
I don't know. There are these truths in that and every single story in that anthology that still resonate. And those truths are that pain is real, that actions and words can shatter us, and that it's hard to remember how awesome you are when people are telling you that you aren't.
That's for darn sure.
And there are differences in the experiences that everyone in the book had too. Some authors hurt more than others. Some use the experience to try to become stronger. Some could not become stronger. And for every one of us, the story is our own and it is different. But one of the biggest and greatest truths in those stories is that each and every one of us survived. We all lived to tell our stories and have them put in that darn anthology. And if you are reading this right now or listening on the podcast, that means you've lived through things too. Why are you chuckling?
For multiple reasons.
Okay, you want
because
to
you just denied it being hard on you, but yet you called it that darn anthology. Like, it was very just a little tough. And then number two, which was originally the original reason I was chuckling, because I was actually feeling very badly. I was feeling very badly, and I'm so sorry for all those times I go and I rearrange the dishwasher before I start it. Because you made me feel for some reason that that's totally a form of bullying all of a sudden.
It kind of is. It kind of, like, the way I do things is never good enough, right?
No, no, let's just stick to the dishwasher apology, okay?
Okay, whatever. Here's the thing. You have to keep on living and fighting and trying to remember that you're awesome even when people are hating on you. Right?
Apparently you live that every day. I'm so
sorry. I live that every day. And people hating on you doesn't change that you have worth.
I tell you how worthy you are. Worthy. Constantly. I am my own vicious cycle for you.
You are really like your vicious
I break
cycle.
You down and I build you.
You really
I'm like know. I'm like basic training every
Dude,
day.
You do know as a former police officer that's the cycle of the abuser, right?
I break you down and I build
oh,
you.
Okay.
Up.
Anyways, we need to go to couples therapy.
Maybe.
Okay. People being violent towards you in their words or their actions doesn't mean that you don't deserve respect and tolerance and love, right, buddy?
Yeah, man.
Okay. People ignoring you on purpose doesn't mean that you don't deserve to exist. And the opposite is true. You don't get to hate and decide other people's worth or that they're putting the dishes in the dishwasher wrong. Or be violent or disrespectful either. We all have to be the shiny lights that we want in our lives.
Listen.
This is a very serious podcast, Mr. Chuckler.
There's no right or wrong for the dishwasher, okay?
There we go.
It's just that I have set scientifically proven practices
oh my God.
About water dispersal and...
Control issues. So many control issues. All right, so I'll condense. The writing tip of the pod is, what does this have to do with
writing? I was just going to ask
well,
you that.
A, it was an anthology that we're talking about of true stories from writers that I co-created.
You're so fantastic.
But it's also about what makes the best stories. Hint, the best stories isn't just about having a beginning and a middle and an end and cause and effect. The best stories are the ones that have a point. They're the ones where the author believes in something. It's about being honest and having something to say, something that might be hard to say but needs to be out there. And that's why Dear Bully is the book I'm the most proud of.
And you should be, man.
Even though I didn't write the whole thing.
No, you only wrote the one story, but you co-edited it. Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, you should be very proud of it.
Anyways,
I'm sure a lot of friggin' people read that book and related to it in meaningful ways.
The point is that the best books and the best stories are the one where you have something to say. And what you should hopefully be saying is kindness.
Don't hit stop yet. I have a question. This is writing related. Bullies, are they always protagonists?
Antagonists.
See, I don't know.
Yeah, usually they're the bad guys in your story. But sometimes they're not.
Can they be like super antagonists? Like,
yes.
Okay. All right, that's enough. I'm sorry. Dog tip for life. Tried to sneak that one in on me, baby.
I did.
I just tried to ask Barty if he had any thoughts on bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked at me and stared at me. He's like, are you serious, dude? You bully me every day. Of course I've got tips. You don't give me enough to eat. You yell at me for hitting mama with my paw.
He does hit me with his paw.
You yell, tell me I'm, you know, not worthy of laying on the couch.
You aren't where really you usually quite sit. Mean to Sparty, honestly.
He thinks he's me. I can't help it. It's a direct male-to-male alpha type competition here.
Yeah.
The only joy I get is that at night when we go to bed.
The only joy you get?
He goes in from this competition.
I know. All right.
Well, it's directly related because my joy occurs after he gets his butt into the far lower corner of the bed so we can actually move around a little bit.
I need wine. How is this helpful to people, honey? What is a dog tip for life, babe?
Oh my God, he didn't really give me a tip. He was bitching at me about being a bully the whole time. I think maybe that was his point. It's like, it's totally useless to be a bully. You don't benefit anybody.
No way.
You know, in best case scenario, you're helping the kid you're picking on grow stronger.
No!
But
no, bullying doesn't make you stronger.
I said best case scenario.
It's not a real case scenario.
I believe it. All right, let's go back to what I said. There's no benefit of being a bully.
Oh, my word.
I mean, you know. As an adolescent, middle-aged person, it makes me feel better to bully the dog, but shoot, that's all I got.
Yeah, but who do the dogs love more?
Oh, well, I mean, that'd be me, obviously.
No, the dogs love me more. Why do the dogs love me more?
Because you give them food all day long.
Yes, but also because I
you let them do whatever. It's just like the kids.
I treat them
You let them do
love.
Whatever you
want. I'm not bossy and pushy, and I don't degrade them or deride them. Or tell them they're pudgy, they're stupid.
You went a little far there. I don't think I do all that. Not at once.
You tell Sparty he looks like a boar.
Well, he does look like a boar. He's got black fur. It actually shines. Like it's like he's got this mist on his back sometimes.
You got a mist on your back, mister.
He's got a couple of teeth that hang out under his gums like tusks.
He's beautiful.
And he's got the perfect body size for a short little Russian boar.
He's adorable.
He's got that short, stiff fur.
This is the kind of stuff Sparty has to listen
to.
He knows.
He's sleeping.
He hears you.
He hears me?
He feels it.
He loves me. You know why he loves me? Because I'm the one that gets up and lets him out every night in the middle of the night.
Okay, whatever.
He's like, thank you, Dad.
Die tip of the pod. Treat other people
nice.
The way that you want to be treated.
That's end. Right. Get up in the middle of the night and let that person you love out to go potty.
That person?
Whatever.
Here, Grandma, go out in the backyard.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Please like it and subscribe.
You can find it anywhere that podcasts are. Because I don't know why. They haven't kicked us off yet.
Yeah.
And you can join over 250,000 people who have listened to this podcast.
Man, you've been saying that number for a while.
Yeah. Well, it's really 200,000. I don't even know. It's a big number.
Sweet.
Anyways, the music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome, and it is made available through the Creative Commons license. If you go to our show notes on carriejonesbooks.blog or Dogs Are Smarter Than People, you can find out who this artist is and what their song is, and even go to their artist website. But it's Summer Spliff, and it's by Brooke for free. And you can find out more about my books and all that kind of stuff in my writing class, and I teach and I edit things by checking out Carrie Jones Books, CarrieJones Books.
Yeah.
.blog.
I gotta tell you real quick.
Oh no, honey, don't.
No, I just want to say that you're the best editor, teacher, writing coach ever.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Okay.
Very sweet.
I mean that. Very I can sweet. Tell from your students' reactions when I overhear them in the class, Zoom classes. And I read your reviews and your emails. I love you. You're amazing. Thanks for listening.
The outro's supposed to be fast.
Okay, it was done. I was done a while back.